Okay.
What was the purpose of this large animal?
Today, I don't know.
Do we know?
No, we don't know. Today is Daf Kuf Yud Dalid. We are in Kuf Yud Gimel Lamed Beis, bottom line. Then we said, Haroveya Vahanirva. An animal that did those acts cannot be a carbon. Therefore, if you shech that animal, L'shem carbon, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Shechut Echutz. How do you know that? So by Roveya Vahanirva, the Gemara gave another pasuk, a different pasuk. The pasuk was, L'hakriv carbon L'Hashem. Right? That only could be a carbon L'Hashem, and not these, which are not a carbon for Hashem anyway. So why do we need another pasuk for this? So the Gemara asked, V'hanami tepek lemi pesach ol moed. We've been using the same pasuk, al pesach ol moed, all this time. Now when it comes to Roveya Vahanirva, the Mishnah picks another pasuk. Right? Rashi says, these can't be in the Azara. Don't bring that animal into the Azara. So there's no Shechut Echutz. So why do you need another Pasuk? Okay? So, yes.
To bring these animals in the Azara, is that a lav or is just nothing?
No, in other words, don't bring them to make a carbon out of it.
No, let's say you bring it, put actual carbon inside the right place.
But did the Pasuk cover on us?
Right, so what happens? Is that lav or?
I don't know, I don't remember.
I'm sure we discussed it already.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. I don't remember.
Does it get off the ground, or does it get off the ground?
Yeah, I don't remember. Now,
it's not getting off the ground, it's part
of it. Right. So, this is a hard daf now. Now the Gemara says like this. Bishlamo Roveya Vahanirva. It's possible to have Roveya and Vahanirva that are Kodesh. That's possible. How's that possible? Mishkachatla, Da'akdashimu Meikara. V'hadar ravu. First, I was makdish it as a carbon, and then the animal went ahead and became a roveya. It was kodesh first, says Rashi. De'itzruch l'mam tinhu mi lahakriv. I need the pasuk of lahakriv, a separate pasuk, to be memayet v'hadar nirvu, where it was kodesh first, and then afterwards it went ahead and did that. The kivun de chazu kvar, since it was already roy to be a carbon, right? The idchu, and now it's not roy anymore. Ruuyim karina behu, it's called roy. Shenira kvar, because it was roy. Velo mimate mi el pesach, that can't be learned out of the pasuk of el pesach al moed, which are things that could never be valid. They never had a shasa kosher. The ikalamemar hachi amarkra, the pesach amod lo iviu, don't bring them here, bishanire lavo v'achakach shachtu b'chutz chayev, right? Meaning they were never good. Aval, sir bishtaleach, lacha vidui, but a sir bishtaleach, after vidui, mi mayit mi el pesach, it's mi mayit from el pesach, even though also it's the same thing. It was roy to be Lashem.
Right.
What happened? It didn't win the lottery. So now it's going to be Lashir Lazazel, right? Okay, so Rashi is making a distinction why Sir Mishlech is different, the same thing, Lachora. So, says the Gemara, I understand why Roveya Vahanirva needed a separate pasuk, because they were once good. It was once good, and then it became ungood. So it's a different category of ungood, right? Ella, Mukta Vinevad. Muksa and Nevad have to be, Muksa means it was set aside for Avodah Zarah, Nevad means it was actually worshipped. That has to be, they did that before you makdash it. Why does it have to be that way? Because, Ein Adam Osu Davish Ein Shalo. You can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. So how do you worship an animal that doesn't belong to you? It's not your animal. Right? So it has to be, those psulim have to be that you worshipped it before you makdash it. Why? Once you makdash it, it doesn't belong to you. So once it doesn't belong to you, you can't aser something that doesn't belong to you. Now, if I go in, we've said this many times, Tosfos says it here. Not here, Tosfos says it in Yevamos, but it's on this Gemara, on this idea. If I go into your house, and I take your pots and pans, and I cook meat and milk into them, don't I aser them? Don't I make them treif? I ain't adam osa davish ain't shalo. You can't aser something that doesn't belong to you. So the answer is, the difference is a physical change and a halachic change. When I bow down to someone's cow, because I want to worship the cow, I didn't change the cow.
Right.
What did I do? In my mind, I'm making it out of Avodah Zarah. I can't do that, it doesn't belong to me. Same thing with setting it aside. However, mamash making your pots and pans usser, that I could do.
That's an action.
That's an action. So of course your pots and pans are going to become usser. Therefore...
Yeah, that doesn't work with the Rova Nirva situation.
Correct. What?
Well, yeah, you just did something to it. Right. So,
right. No, the point. No, the point is that a Rova... No, you're right. The point is that a Rova Nirva could have been Kodesh first. And then I went ahead and did Rovea. So it had a Shas kosher. It was a good animal, a good carbon. Then I read it, someone asked the animal out, and it led to a crazy Aveira. That's a crazy thing. But it was kosher first. Here, by the Avodah Zarah, it's impossible for it to be Kodesh first. I mean, it's impossible for it to be Kodesh first. Because once it's Kodesh, you can't worship it. That's the point. It never had a Shas kosher. It never had a Shas. You get the why it never had a Shas kosher? It had to be.
It was made of Avodah Zarah from creation.
It had to be. You were made over the Avodah Zarah. You ovate it as the Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Then you donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. Right. That's a worthless donation. So and now you shechted chutz shchut echutz. I need a separate pasuk to tell me that's not shchut echutz. Why? It never had a shas kosher. The Rovea never had a chance. This never had a chance. Okay.
When you makdash it here, you makdash it to again. Where are you makdash it to serve?
You donate it. Makdash means to donate.
No, to what? Chutz or inside?
No, you donate it to be a carbon. You donate it to be a carbon. So if it went and did Rovea Nirva, so it was kosher one time. So says the Gemara, I don't know why you need a separate pasuk for that, but okay, here you need a separate pasuk. It's a different category of Aveira, because it was once good. So we always have a thing when a behavior is once good and then it becomes ungood, different rules. But by a worship, it can never be good. It had to always be ungood. Right?
I say what you
by
saying.
Definition.
By definition, right.
I say what you're saying, but the process is, it happens. If you have a person, somebody else, you own an animal.
Right.
And it's in the field. I went over and I worshiped the animal.
Right.
Okay? Because it doesn't belong to me, we can't have it. You're not able to affect it.
Correct. They didn't do anything.
But in essence, you did something.
I hear what you're saying. But that's exactly the difference between that and pots and pans. It's not a physical change.
No, person
might be him instead of the animal.
You might be chayv. You might be over.
The animal stand there innocently. You go and worship it. It's not on him.
Doesn't make any difference. The animal itself is what it happens.
No, you might be over the Avodah Zarah.
You're definitely over.
But I don't know if the animal become that owner, that guy wants to donate the animal to the base of Hitler. Why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
It's the same reason why an animal that kills. No. You can't have an animal walking around, people going, that's
I hear you. That's a different thing. Okay, that could be a different thing. But in terms of what we just said now, everyone got that. So the answer is no. You don't have to give this answer. It could be Kadshe Kalim. It could be Kadshe Kalim. Valiba Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. The Amar, Kadshe Kalim, Mamon Bailam Hu. Kadshe Kalim is Mamon Bailam. What does that mean, Mamon Bailam? That means even though you donated it to the base of it's Kadshe Kalim only, it still considered belongs to you. It's still considered like it belongs to you. Therefore, you're able to worship it. It's a carbon. Yeah, but it's only Kadshe Kalim. It still belongs to you. See,
the question was, why did you need another pasuk? How are you answering that question?
We're not answering it. Now, we answered it. We said we're distinguishing between animals that can never become good and animals that can become good.
So there is an extra pasuk by...
So now the Gemara says that's not an answer because even animals that can never become good can become good. Have, for example, Kadshe Kalim.
But that's a new concept.
Kadshe Kalim, according to B'yotzei Glili, he holds Kadshe Kalim belong to you. Even though you donated it to the base, it still belongs to you. So therefore, you can still worship it. So we have an extra pasuk. So back to square one. Titania, umal malash bashem. Someone's going to be mal bashem. Larabos kache kalim shein mamono divei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. He says it still belongs to you. Hilkach therefore, rovea venirva dover erva. Rovea and nirva are dover erva. What does it mean dover erva? Says Rashi, dover erva v'chayil af al hamukdashim kvar. They can be chal even if it's already holy, right? Because it's a physical act. Hilkach, mimate bachutz, belahakriv carbon. I need that pasuk to say that if you matish it bachutz, it's not a carbon. You're not over anything, because it's not a carbon. Delav b'nei akravaninu, because that can't be brought as a carbon. Dixiv, ki mashchasem bohem, right? V'chal makam shenema hashchasa, ein el devar erva, v'vodas kochavim. Okay? Now, back to the Gemara. Muksa, V'nevad avodas kochavim b'kadshe kalim. That could even be by kadshe kalim, right? In other words, you donated it as kadshe kalim, and then ahead you worshipped it, so it still belongs to you, right? It has to be called b'kadshe kalim, right? Okay.
Kodesh.
Yeah, you still need the extra pasuk. Yeah. Okay. Next. Next one. Esnan. Esnan is you pay a prostitute. Mechir, you exchange a carbon for a dog. Klayim, and I have klayim, it's a half mixed breed animal. And yotzadofen, an animal was born cesarean. So all these, apparently can only be kodesh, can only be this psul could only happen before yimaktishet, right? Why could the psul only happen before yimaktishet? Because two of them, the esnan and the mechir, you can't once you did that, you can't yimaktishet. And what about the yotzadofen and the klayim? So we're gonna get to that. So we're talking about when it's in the mother's stomach.
What can happen after yimaktishet?
What?
The esnan and mechir.
All the matter.
No, it's
a C-section.
And the mixed breed is born.
Why can't the Edna
be after you?
So
we're gonna
talk about them. We're gonna get to them.
You can't match the mother.
I'm sorry. The question's only on the last two. Esan and Mechir, we don't have a question on. Klayim v'yotzadofen. Klayim v'yotzadofen, l'chora, can only be before they have to be born first, right? Right. What happens if you mock the shit?
Before the birth.
Not before the birth. After the birth, you can't. Because they're puzzle. So, bivlados kachim. We're talking about the vlados of the animal. Meaning, tsavar, vlade kachim, bavyothan hain kachim. The baby is in the mother's womb. Look at Rashi. Klayim, yotzadofe bivlados kachim. Klomar. The fact that I need a pasuk to tell me these animals can't be, there's no shechut echutz, and we learned it out from a different pasuk, v'lo nafki me'el pesach, we didn't learn it out from the standard pasuk of el pesach ol moed, al karchach b'sheniru kfar mairi. We're talking about they're already born, they're already created. What's that? Lo mishkachas el b'vlados kachim. They're a baby. In the mother's stomach, v'ir lahem psul, b'me'iman. Diniru lavo el pesach ol moed, kodem shenasu estanu mechir. They could be valid carbon before any aveir is done. Im bala hakavis iman. If you shecht the mother, hayu hein bayan el pesach. They're okay. In other words, you offered the prostitute the baby inside. So what is that? They're not born yet, right? Dei d'akta shinhu. Because if we're talking about after it was made kodesh, lo mishkachas la. That's never going to happen. The ain estan u'mechir chal al mukdashin. You can't do estan u'mechir on an animal. Lefisha ain shalo. Not yours anymore. Umikra nafkulam betmura. V'i dahave estan v'hadar akteshinu bel pesach nafki. Ain achanami. If it was a estan first and then you donated it.
Why did you say kodashim kalim also here?
I don't know. V'chein klayim kiyotze dofen dekteshinu v'shinoldu mel pesach. Oh. Because it never had a hashas kosher. That's why. That's the distinction. If that, we stick with, that's why I say the kachi kalam. Evlados kachi meikarba im iman niru lavo. So why don't we say it's kachi kalam over here also? I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah. I don't know. Fair question. Okay, next. Then we had what else was in this mission of things that can't be problems. Can't be no shchut echutz because they can't be valid kabanos. Next one was Balmum, Oso V'yes B'no. She can't shech the mother and a baby in the same day. So, and there was one more. And the third one was No, that's it. Just those two. So, tzvichi. I needed to mention both of those two. The E, by the way, both of us know, I believe that it's only the second one that's the problem. The first one is not a problem.
Yeah, the first one.
First one's fine. Right, we're going to get to that later in the week. Tzvichi. The E, tana bali mumin. If you would have told me bal mum, yeah, because bishum to be easy. It's... Oh, and the third one was birds. I knew it. There was a third one. The third one was birds. That either the bird is too young or too old, right? So Itan abalimum and mishum demiisi. Abalimum is repulsive. I want abalimum. Aval torin, but birds, delomiisi, that are not repulsive. Eva modulele Reb Shimon. Maybe they will agree with Reb Shimon. What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said that any aveira, any animal, any carbon that is premature, it's not good now, but it will be good later. He held you over an aveira if you shechted shechut echutz. You don't get kares, but you're over a lav. He gave three examples. A mum, the mum's going to go away. A mum over. A bird that's too young. And also if he has pino. Right? You can't shechted today, shechted tomorrow. Right? So why can't you shechted today? Because he shechted the mother already. Shechted tomorrow. But you can wait till tomorrow. So he held, if you shechted all these three, if you do them today, it's not shechut echutz. Reb Shimon said, "Is shechut echutz? You're over the lav, but you don't get kares for it." So, why did he say the same thing three times? So I'll tell you why. Deep tana balmum mishum demisi, because balmum is repulsive. Aval torah lo misi, so it's not. So it's too young. What's so bad? What's the big aver over here? Ema modilei Reb Shimon. Maybe the ema lo mod. They would agree with Reb Shimon that you are over a lo sasei. No kares. V'itana torin. If you want to tell me that he only said the halacha by birds, mishum de lo chazi ve'idchu, because they're not roi now, therefore they're not roi now, so you can't bring them now. Aval balmum de ichzi. The bird was never good. It's not going to be good till it turns 1 year old. So another few months, it was never good. Aval balmum de idchu de ichzu ve'idchi. But the balmum was good. The animal was good. Then it got a mum. The mum's going to go away in a week, the doctor said. So you have another wink. Emol modele Reb Shimon, l'rabbanan. Maybe the Shimon would agree to Rabbanan that that's not an aveira. That you don't get an aveira for that. V'tana hani tarti. If I had those two, mishum de psula bigufayu. Because they're puzzle in the guf themselves. Right? The puzzle in the guf themselves. The animal is too young, and he has a mum. Aval osav yes b'no. That's not a psula in itself. Right? The psula ba'almakasi. That's a, the Torah made up some rule about not shechting all mother and daughter, mother and son on the same day. Nothing to do with the animal itself. Ema modele Rabbanan l'Reb Shimon. So maybe the Rabbanan would agree with Reb Shimon. Tzrichi, if we need all three cases. Okay?
So why would you think that's more of a... So why would they agree in that case?
What?
Why would they agree that you get a lav as opposed to nothing in that case? Would you think it would be more of an issue with a problem... intrinsic
problem. Right.
Why would the Rabbanan agree with Rav Shimon that you get a lav for that? Why is an external problem worse?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Why yeah. is it worse? As far as the opposite. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good question. I don't know. It's counterintuitive. Yeah. Okay, next. Shahi Reb Shimon Omer, again, Reb Shimon said, whatever is roi lachar zman is lo sasei, no kares. My time at Reb Shimon, what's his reason for that? Amar Eloi, Amar Rish Lakish, the Amar Kra, lo sasun, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is, I think it's in this week's Parsha, Parsha's for A. It says in the Pasuk, right, lo sasun kechol asher nachnu osun po hayom, ish kol hayosha be'enav, right? So the pasuk is like this: Amalahu Moshe li Yisrael, Kieliyasan le'eretz. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, Yashros takrivu. Yashros, which means chovos, right? I'm sorry, just opposite. Yashros means Yashros, right? It means nedarim and nedavos, things you want to donate, donations. Yashros takrivu, chovos lo takrivu. Chovos you can't bring. Okay. Now we need to see this Rashi here. Lo sasun kein. It's a long Rashi. B'sifri darish la b'tchilas b'yat ha'aretz. The Sifri darshan is this pasuk when you come into the land. Moshe is telling Bnei Yisrael. In this week's parasha. Hayom anu metalat l'nasa mishkan. Right now we have a mishkan, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Right now there's a mishkan. V'anu asurin b'bama. There's no bama now. V'ein anu makriven el v'mishkan. You can only bring karbanos in the Mishkan. Lefikach, therefore, kol karbanos ksher lahakov. Any carbon you want, go to the Mishkan and bring whatever you want. Mishanavo la'aretz. when you come into the land, Yudalad Chanim, for 14 years, called Kibush V'chiluk, Onu Matirin Babama, then you're allowed to make a Bama. V'sham, Lo Sasa K'chol Asher Anachnu Osim Po L'Hakiv Cholos. But the Bama is not going to allow everything. It's not going to allow Chovos. It's only going to allow Nidavos, Yashrus, Yashra things. Uma Onu Mutarim Ba, Ish Kol Yashra Be'enav, whatever you want to bring, whatever seems fit in your eyes. Nidarim, Nidavos, She'en Chov Olav, there's no Chov on them. Ella, She'yashu Be'enav, Liz Nadev. You have a feeling in your heart to go bring it, right? Then it says kilo ba'asim ad ata, which means ad shetovu el hamenucha l'shilo, until it comes to rest in Shilo. Afal pi shenichnastem la'aretz ba'avarchem es hayarden, even though you cross over the Yarden and you're in the land of Israel finally, lo ba'asim el hamenucha, you still don't come to menucha. Right, again, in this week's parsha, it says El HaMenucha Vel HaNachala. So the Gemara darshins that Menucha means Shiloh, Nachala means Yerushalayim. Whenever the Mishkan's not in either place, the Bam is a Mutter, which is a Mutter in Gilgal for 14 years, and then in between, Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash was in Nov and Givon. Those are the only two times the Bam is a Mutter, 14 years and 50-something years. That's it. Whenever it's not Menucha and not Nachala. Once it's Menucha, you can't. Once it's Nachla, you can't. Okay? So, how does that have to do with Rav Shimon, who held premature Kabanos, you overshrew the chutz? What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? So, here he says, the Gilgal Lagabi Shilo. What's Gilgal Lagabi Shilo? Is Mechusar's Manhu. It's Mechusar's Man. You want to bring a Karban Chatas? You have to wait 14 years. When we come to Shiloh, you'll be able to. Right now, you can't. Right? V'kamar lehu Moshe, lo sason. Moshe said, don't do it. So what do you see? It's an Avera. So I hold, any time it's premature, it's a lav. You hear this? Right?
Listen, Moshe said you're allowed to bring Kabbalahs in the Midbar. They weren't bringing Kabbalahs because they weren't...
In the Mishkan.
In the Midbar, it says.
He means the Mishkan. El the Mishkan. It's Rashi says it straight out.
I know. I was saying the Midbar, I think they didn't bring because they weren't circumcised. So yeah.
That could be a technical other reason. But in terms of, if you were circumcised, Levium, with all these other people, they could. Right? So now the Gemara says, Amr of Yirmiel or Abzera, Ihachi, if that's true, that Gilgal's considered Mechusar's Man. They have for 14 years. It's Mechusar's Man. Right? Because you can't bring Chovos. It's Mechusar's Man. Then Milki Nami Lilki. Then she got Malkus. Right? We said there's no Kares, which also means no Malkus. Alama Amr of Zera, Hakasav Nitku Lase. That Pasuk is a Lav Hanitak Lase. What kind of Lav Hanitak Lase? So look at the two Rashis here. Milki Nami Lilki. Hashochet Mechusar's Man. If someone shechts an animal Mechusar's Man, the Mishkan, the Gilgal, the Bamos Sibur Pnimhu, has the status of a Bamos Sibur, right? Sha'ol Moed Lo B'Midbar Hayisham, the Kamarachmana Beinami Lo Sasan. Don't do it, right? So, yeah, Alama Amar Bzera B'Perek Osav Espino Diktani Kachim Bifnim. If someone shechted Kachim Bifnim. Sofeg es harboim, mishum lav, also es beno. If someone shechts a mother and a son, bifnim, as a valid karbanos, you get a lav for osav es beno. Got that so far? Vavinan ba, but we ask over there, that milki nami mishum lav de mechusas man, but about mechusas man? You have to wait till tomorrow. So not only did you violate the lav of osav es beno, you also brought a carbon prematurely. Because not till tomorrow, because you can't check the mother and the baby in the same day. The Tanya, Menayin Shekala Psulim Shebeshar V'Shebeseh Shehein Lo Yiratzeh. How do you know that every carbon that's not proper is a problem? Tamad Lomar Shar V'Seh Sur V'Kolot U'Mechusas Man Psulu. It's another problem. It's a Mechusas Man. So why don't you get Malchus for that? The Mishani Reb Zera Hanach Lav De Mechusas Man. Leave that one alone. Da'akasav Nitgulaseh. Because the lashon is the glase. What's that say? Do it tomorrow. Dichsiv bay asay yisera. Because the refarish hasam lememra shotziu v'nitku. Is a has? There's a say fixes the lav. What I say? The say is going to be bring it tomorrow. Bring it at the right time. Michlal lav. Yeah. Dei delo koi aleha bilav deshar psulim. V'hashda demar tahacha lav behed yiksiv bay nilki aleha. So same thing what Rashi is saying over here is that there isn't even a lav here. It's a lav that's derived from an asay. There isn't even a real lav. So that getting malchus for this is not proper. So the Gemara says, Hani mili l'rabbanon. All that's good according to the Rabbanon. But l'Rab Shimon, hachinami. Rab Shimon, you should get malchus. Why? Because he doesn't learn it's a lav that's derived from an asay. He says it's a real lav. Don't do this. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Panim de Gilgal, inside by Gilgal, Lagabi Shilo kechutz dami. Like by Shilo is considered chutz, which means, Rashi says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rav Shimon Nami lo laki amachus esman bifnim de Gilgal, Lagabi Shilo, chutzu, Lagabi chovos. Hobol de eno kashel hakravaso. What does that mean? That means that Rav Shimon holds like this. If you shecht the animal in the right place in Gilgal, right? Mother and son together in Gilgal. Lagabe Shilo chutzu. What does that mean? Lagabe Shilo chutzu. Lagabe chovos. Howel de eno kosher lakravaso. I did this like four times yesterday. It's so complicated. What does this mean? What does the article say this means? Anybody following?
Everybody following. You've got to find the English.
The translation is the translation. But
yeah, exactly. You've got to find the translation.
You can only be Chavos and Shiloh. You can't be Chavos and Gilgal, right?
Right. The question was, if Reb Shimon holds that Mechusar's man is a lav, why is there no Malchus? That's the question. Why is there no Malchus? It's a lav. You're not allowed to shecht it too early. So why is there no lav? So the Gemara answers, Amr of Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Pnim de Gilgal, right? Pnim de Gilgal, Lagabe Shilo, Kechutz Dami. So the answer is, what pasuk is Reb Shimon learning to derive that Mechusar's man is an Avera? The pasuk he's using is, the pasuk in this week's parsha, in Parshas Re'eh, when Moshe told the Bnei Yisrael, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be the same that it is now. For the first 14 years, it's not going to be the same. Why not? Because you're not going to be able to shecht chovos. You're only going to be able to shecht yashvos, which is nedavos. You're not going to be able to shecht chovos for the first 14 years. Now you can. You're not going to be able to then, right? Lo sasin kein. Don't do that. It's not going to be the same. Says Reb Shimon, oh, you see a lav, but premature kabbalas is a lav. So that's what Reb Shimon said. So if it's a lav, why isn't there malchus? Right? Why isn't there malchus? So the Gemara answers, you know why there's... What?
You don't go that far.
Yeah, I know, but why? What's he saying? So, Pnim de Gilgal, a carbon in Gilgal, Legabe Shilo kechutz dami. Legabe Shilo is considered chutz. What does it mean, Legabe Shilo is considered chutz?
It's like you shucked in the animal outside.
Right. In other words, what you're allowed to do now, right, in Shiloh would be considered chutz. If you shecht a chov here in Gilgal, let's say you do that. You shecht a chov here in Gilgal. If this would be Shiloh, it would be considered chutz.
Right.
If it's considered chutz, it's not the right place. So then, therefore, it can't be got malchus for that. It's not a avera. Okay, Reb Shimon holds it's not a avera, but it's not a malchus because pnim here in Gilgal pnim, meaning in the right, I did the right thing. If this would be Shiloh, it would be considered chutz. Why would it be considered chutz? Because it's premature.
Right.
So if it's considered chutz, you can't get kari for that. You can't get malchus for that. You understand what he's saying?
Yeah, technicality.
Exactly, technicality. You hear that? Okay. I don't think so. It only applies for a certain time.
Exactly.
Now, Rabba Omar, time at the time of the Reb Shimon. Rabba has a different reason. Kidatanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Minayin lezoveach Pesach, how do you know if you shecht a Pesach, the Bamos Yachid, in a private Bama, Bishas Asra Bamos, when there are no Bamos, Shehu below Sase, that you're over Lo Sase. Okay? You hear that case?
But you won't call private carbon Pesach.
Exactly. So what does it say? Talmud Lomar, Lo Suchal Lizboch Esa Pesach. You can't do that. Yachal, I would think, Af Bishas Heter Bamos came. Even Heter Bamos, you can't do that. Right? Tamad Lomar, Ba'achat Sharecha. No. Lo Amarti, Ella, Lo Amarti Lecha, Ella Bashar, Shekol Yisrael Nechnasan, Bashar Echad. Meaning, Yerushalayim. Okay? Only when everyone's in one gate, one domain. Only in Yerushalayim. But Shas Heter Bamos, no. So what do you see from here? The Pasuk was not talking about Shas Heter Bamos. Right? Now, Amos, when are you bringing this carbon Pesach? Again, what's the case? What's the case? The case is, you brought a carbon Pesach, b'shas heter bamos, right? You brought a carbon Pesach, b'shas heter bamos, right?
Heter bamos.
It's not a losase. If it's Shas Iser Bamos, it's a losase. It's a losucha lez, b'chaz ha-pesach. Don't do that. Whatever Shas Heter Bamos, meaning when it's B'chol Sharecha, when it's only one gate, meaning only one Yerushalayim, I'm sorry. No. That's when the Pasuk, that's when the Avera is talking about. What about when it's Shas Heter Bamos, and I shecht the Karban Pesach? In my Bama? Is that an Avera? We don't know. Right now we're saying it's not. Amos, when exactly...
It is an Avera because we have the Pasuk for it.
No, that was talking about Iser Bamos.
Here,
start off over. Minayin lezoveach Pesach b'bamos yochid b'shas iter iser bamos. How do you know how to do that? Shubul shamad lomar losucha lech lezboch es a Pesach. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Then it said the pasuk continues ba'achat sharecha. We only have one gate.
Exactly.
Now, yachol sh'af heter b'shas heter bamos kain. Even it's heter bamos, you said the same avera. No, tamad lomar ba'achat sharecha. Correct. Lo amarti lecha. I didn't answer shechting a Pesach and a Bamos Yachid. I didn't answer that. Ella only b'shach shekol yisrael nechasan b'shach yachad. Only when it's Iser Bamos.
Yeah.
Right? But if it's Heter Bamos, I don't have an Avera. Maybe there is one, but I don't know if not from this Pasuk. Right? B'shach Heter Bamos.
Interesting, because the one gate is the problem.
That's when you can't check the Pesach and a Bama. When it's one gate, go to Yerushalayim. But when there's no Yerushalayim, when there's no Shiloh, can I check the carbon Pesach in my Heter, in my Bama? We don't have an Isser.
So when did the Jews being the first one that came into Eretz
Yisrael? I don't know. Take 1 second. To Amos, when exactly are you shechting this carbon Pesach? Right? When are you shechting this carbon Pesach? Inema acha chatzos, if it's after chatzos, meaning the right time, it's after chatzos. Kareis nami mechayiv. You should get kareis for that. Why should you get kareis for that? What? What? Exactly. It's shchut echot. You can't shecht the carbon Pesach in a bama. Elalav, it must be talking about kodem chatzos. The wrong man anyway. Kodem chatzos. And what do you see? That you're over a lav, and Rav Shimon holds you're over a lav if it's premature.
That's plus every time.
I know. So the Gemara can give your answer. La'olam really la'cha chatzos. Really it's after chatzos. U'b'shas heter bamos koi. And it's heter bamos. Aye, b'shas iser bamos kamar. But we said it's iser bamos. Yeah, iser bamalo heter bamos l'chaveiro. Meaning, carbon Pesach can't be at a bama. Other carbonos can. Not a carbon Pesach. That has to be in the Bamas Tzibor.
So there was no, they never brought Karban Pesach when there was no
Correct.
You just brought the Dhammas, but no Kavanah.
Correct.
Those are
the correct.
By the way.
It's all in the Chlokas also, right.
Because okay. Aren't the people today want to do it?
What's that?
Aren't the people today want to do it?
Right.
When we try, when the first Korban Pesach, they did it in Mitzrayim.
That's Rosh
Hashanah. Yeah, yes, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, they want to bring it in Mishalayim, not in that backyard.
There's still no
Mishalayim,
on the
spot. They know where the spot of where it used to be.
There's a historical question that they ever did it afterwards. And they hold that they
tied and hold they did. And they hold they did.
They did it.
Right.
What's that?
Okay, so we're going to read one more line, then we're going to stop, because the next Gemara, there's nowhere to stop, and it's very, very difficult. Extremely hard Gemara tomorrow. So we'll do one more line. Then we said, Mechusar's man. Mechusar's man. We said, what's a Mechusar's man? That, who's considered a Mechusar's man? How can you be a Mechusar's man in a guf? Who's Mechusar's man? So a Zav, a Yoledes, and a Yoledes. That they can't bring a carbon now. It's too early. They're not tahar. So, and then it said in the Mishnah that if they bring a chatos or an asham, yada yada yada, right? They can't bring a chatos or an asham. So the Gemara says, "Tahani b'nei ashamos minu." These people don't bring ashams. They don't bring an asham. So the Gemara says, "You're right." Amar ze'iri tani mitzora badayo. You have to put mitzora in the list also. So if the mitzora is in the list, the mitzora does bring an asham. So you put the mitzora in the list. Now. One more line. Olos v'shalmehen. Again, olos and shlamims. Right? Again, you're mechusar's man. You're too premature. You're tamei. Right? Could you bring a... what's the halacha?
Can't bring.
You can't bring. So the Gemara said in that list was shlamims also. So the Gemara says, v'habene shlamim ninu? These people don't bring shlamims. They don't bring a shlamim. A needed a yoled that doesn't bring a shlamim. So why did the Mishnah say that she's mechusar's man on a shlamim? It's not true. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Tani Nazir Badayu. Yeah, you have to put Nazir in the list also. A Nazir does bring a shlamim. Right? A Nazir can't bring a carbon now. He's finished his Naziris. He can't bring a carbon now. He's premature. Right? He's on the list also. Now, Ze'iri Kavua Tanoi. Ze'iri said that the Mitzora was left off the list, off the Mishnah. Rav Sheshes lo kavu tanoi. Rav Sheshes did not say it's off the list. Rashi says it's a chasuri mechzera. In other words, when it came to Ze'iri, the Amoraim said that it was just the girsa should have said mitzora. The girsa, they left out mitzora from the Mishnah, right? When it comes to Rav Sheshes, who said you have to throw in a Nazir, now that's not a girsa change. That's a chasuri mechzera. It's something wrong it's a mistake in the Mishnah. I don't know what the difference is exactly But okay, now I think we have to stop here. Amr of Chilkia. Yeah, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.